BlakeRadio.com.
Theme song.
This is the Firefly Funhouse. And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV, Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to make experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have an Amazon Prime account and you know you got your Twitch account, you can link them up for Twitch Prime. There's a purple button up at the top that lets you subscribe for free for a whole month if you tie those two together, and we'd surely love it if you use that here. But you know, if you want to use it elsewhere, that's fine too, but please use it here to support the channel, because it was a very expensive weekend for our channel, which we'll kind of talk about here in a second. Anyway, I'm your host, Lizzie Ward. Joining me as always is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Hey, you can hear us. We're live. We're back. Have you missed us? Was it a week without live shows? Was it horrible for you people? It was horrible for me.
Yeah, you did not have a good week this week.
It's at Wild Talk Radio, at Lindsay Ward, at Record Radio Show on the Twitters. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RecordRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/W2Live. Ah. Boy.
Yeah, Ash. Rock got his computer all sorted out, so basically the production studio came to a grinding halt because, for whatever reason, Rock's computer decided it was done. It checked out. F's in chat. Pay respect for Rock's old computer.
The motherboard died.
The motherboard died, and so Rock had to get a new computer, and unfortunately, Windows 10 is a bit of a pain in the butt to set up streaming on, and so he had a little bit of a hard time getting it to work properly, and so we kind of had to miss a couple shows.
It wasn't that I couldn't stream, it wasn't you couldn't hear me on the stream, because the fine folks at Windows and their upgrades decide to disable a key function, you know, microphone volume through your speakers.
Yeah, which is stupid. Microsoft. Microsoft, can you fix that, please?
That is the dumbest upgrade. I've had it in my computer for at least 20 years. Now they disable it. So we rolled things back a few years, and we're good to go.
Yeah. So
we are back live.
Back live, problem solved.
Problem solved, which means we missed CB Radio, we missed WTR, we went the Raw Post Show, but we did not miss the Rack Extra. That actually came out because that was the day we got everything sorted out. and we were good to go. So that's step number one. We're going to get into SummerSlam here in a moment. We got NXT TakeOver preview coming up in just a little bit after the first and only timeout of the show. We should have analysts joining us for that. So I talked about it on Twitter. Some cool announcement. Cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you are on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/WTLive, right under the little technology screen tells you what game we're playing or what we're doing. Right now we're doing talk show and podcast because it's the rack. Next to it, it says Team Fish Fam. Wanna know what Fish Fam is? Anyone know who Jordan Fisher is? Didn't he win Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, he won Dancing with the Stars 25. He was part of, you know, the best Fortnite duo ever. He's just an all-around wonderful human being. Sweet as all get out. Love watching him rock out to music. It's so adorable.
We are now part of his streaming team. Our Twitch channel is affiliated with his streaming team. So when we're live, people can see it there on the whole group thing, the tweet team thing. There will be content constantly running, like it will auto-host some stuff from different channels. So if when we're not live, there will be content probably going on from different streamers around the world. Check them out. See what they're all about. If you like them, follow them, whatever. Up to you. But we're part of Team Fish Fam now, so hopefully we'll see where that goes.
Woo!
So that was...
That's really cool, though. Yeah. Like, that's super exciting.
Yeah, so that explains when you come here before the show and we're, it's like instead of the static screen, there's nothing going on. It's, hey, here we are. So, yeah. That's the whole deal, and I should change scenes. But, hey, we're here. We're good. And all the fun stuff. So that's all the news out of the way. So going forward, all the regular scheduled programming is coming. So,
yeah.
And then some. Because we have content in the works that we're going to get to. We have a lot of... Okay, you're going to get sick of me and her by the end of probably in the next 2 weeks. You might be sick of us with all the content.
Yeah,
we got backloads of content to throw at you.
Yeah, we've got like book reviews we have to do that we're going to be putting out. We've got Ms. and Mrs. we're doing. We've got the regular shows. We've got all kinds of stuff coming for y'all. And then on top of that, football is coming. So, you know, there's all that wonderful mess, which yeah. I don't know if we're doing anything about a fantasy draft, because are we doing the WTR?
Probably if we get some interest, we'll do it again this year. So
yeah, if you want to be a part of our draft football league, because that's coming.
That's coming. I know someone tweeted me on Twitter about it. We'll get to it. This is tweeting me things this week was not the greatest. So there you go. So all that catch up is underway. We got to go get a pay-per-view into presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. You can go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork tomorrow and leave your predictions because the intern's not here, so you can't type it in the chat. But if you type it in the chat, we'll read them and all that fun, happy stuff. Let's get into the SummerSlam because there's 10 matches currently announced for the show.
Yeah, and a few of them got put on Raw and SmackDown. We are going to try to work as much Raw and SmackDown into the SummerSlam preview as we can because we missed Raw. So, well, we didn't miss Raw. We watched it, but we didn't review Raw. So there are some items from that show that we have to talk about in conjunction with SummerSlam. So we're going to try to work all that in for you guys. So that way, you know, you kind of get a makeup for the Raw post show, but, you know, not really because, well... things. And first and foremost, we got to get it off the plate because Roman Reigns does not have a match at SummerSlam, but we have to talk about what happened Monday because I need to talk about it. I have to. Like, this is the one thing I really wanted to talk about, and we were not able to go live till Tuesday night, and it's like, well, crap, I have to wait till Thursday to talk about this. And that is, somebody is trying to take out Roman Reigns.
Oh, no. So
we got the cheesy stuff falling on him 2 weeks ago, and they came out and said, oh, it was a forklift accident, and everybody's like, right, a forklift, in quotations, accident.
Well, it was. It was a forklift accident, but it wasn't by the driver.
No, it wasn't. So this week, it came out that Samoa Joe got fined for reasons, and basically he got blamed for attacking Roman Reigns, and Joe was like, dude, it wasn't me.
Okay,
and so
to back it up, Joe got fined because he got into it with a cameraman at the airport, so they fined him because he was being accused because .com put out a poll, and he got mad about it, so he attacked the cameraman, and he got fined for that.
Like I said, reasons. Anyway,
I'm giving this the story. Go.
So Joe goes on a rampage, demands an apology from Roman. He's going to beat Roman's butt. He's pissed off. He's angry. And Roman, you know, they're like, oh, hey, Roman Reigns is showing up to the building. So Joe's like, great. So he hops out of the ring. He goes backstage. He storms backstage. He's yelling at Roman's car. Roman pulls up, starts to get out. Joe's yelling at him, we're about to have a fight. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here's a car. Roman jumps back into his car, slams his door right as the other car hits him, and then drives off. Joe's standing there like he's seen Jesus, not able to even comprehend of what's just happened. And what I loved about this, and this is why I wanted to talk about this, not Roman Reigns almost getting hit by the car, that's terrible, but the instant switch in Joe from him being like, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to murder you, I'm going to beat you in the face kind of thing, to, dude, are you all right? Like, Joe was with Roman because Roman's trying to get out of the car and just like, no, stay down, stay down, stay there. Like, he's looking around, making sure everybody's okay. He's making sure Roman's okay. Like, you know, it's... the fact that you show Joe being like having a genuine human reaction, I loved this so much. Because it's like, in that moment, whatever the tiff was about doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Which is perfect. That's exactly how it should be. It's like, in that moment, nothing matters because somebody just tried to kill Roman right in front of Joe. Which, of course, exonerates Joe, right? Because, you know, he's standing right there. So how could he possibly hurt Roman if he's, like, standing there yelling at him? So... cut to SmackDown, and we also saw Hunter, and we saw a bunch of concerned officials, and everybody's checking on Roman. Roman was really shaken and, you know, kind of upset. And we get a interview with Roman where he's like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why people want to hurt me. I sat there the entire time waiting for the lighting rig to fall on him. It didn't happen.
She did. She legit did.
And so, interestingly enough, as they're showing this in the ring, is Daniel Bryan and one Eric Rowan. For those of you who don't know Eric Rowan's rather dark past, dude was in a cult. Dude may or may not have killed people. We don't know. Bray Wyatt had him do all kinds of awful things, most of which he probably doesn't even talk about. But it's like, this isn't suspect. This isn't suspect at all. Because again, I asked the question, when Rowan teamed up with Daniel Bryan, so the old Eric Rowan that used to run around in the sheep mask and collect hair and was in the cult and beat people up for fun and all the awful things that he used to do with Bray, what happened to that? Where did that go? Is it remanifesting itself, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. But yeah, it was really well done. But it's like, Eric Rowan, this is suspect, which leads me to SummerSlam. Like I said, Roman does not have a match.
Nope.
Now, that doesn't mean Roman's not going to be on the show, because he is going to be on the show.
No, there are rumors that he could be fighting Brett Murphy, and there's rumors he could be fighting Daniel Bryan, and there's rumors he could be fighting Eric Rowan. Who knows?
Well, he kind of already fought Buddy Murphy. He beat up Buddy Murphy on SmackDown. When Buddy Murphy basically said, yeah, I know who it is that's trying to hurt you, but... Or no, he didn't say he knew. He said, even if I did know, I wouldn't tell you kind of thing.
And then he mentioned Rowan's name at the end.
Yeah. And after Roman had, like, thrown him around like a rag doll in the locker room.
Yeah.
So, and beat him up, which, again, I highly approve of that because it's a genuine emotional reaction to this, which is what Roman needs to have.
Oh, yeah. It felt real.
So, yay! Genuine reactions! I love that. So, what's going to happen with Roman Reigns? We don't know. Is it going to come out who's trying to hurt him? Is somebody going to try to hurt him again? Is it Eric Rowan? It's a classic whodunit. We don't know. Somebody go get Leslie Nielsen. We need Leslie Nielsen. Oh, wait. Fandango! Get Fandango!
He's a little busy right now.
He's a little busy. He's reinventing himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So that's Roman's whole situation leading into SummerSlam. So now let's talk about some matches. By the way, if you're tuning in, this is The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening. And we are going to talk first and foremost about the Cruiserweight Championship, where Drew Gulak is defending against Oney Lorcan. This is going to be fun. They are going to beat the crap out of each other.
Before we get into the match, yeah, it'll be fun, it'll be good. One thing I want to mention, it's weird, we're at SummerSlam, right? You just mentioned Roman Reigns doesn't have a match. Daniel Bryan doesn't have a match. They're two big names for SmackDown are not booked on the show currently. That's kind of weird.
It's okay. Somebody else has a match, and I'm fine with that.
Oh,
it's about goddamn time he has a match.
Oh, I know. Just wanted to point that out. It's like, huh, okay. That's interesting.
I know. So there you go. I'm just saying, yeah.
Now go into the match. This should be good. This will probably be on the pre-show. So everyone, oh my God, the Cruiserweight title is on the pre-show. All right. We got through that part of the bit now. Everyone's got it out of their system. Cool. Oney Lorcan's really good. This should be physical. This should be hard-hitting. Let them go 10 minutes and really get the crowd going. It'll be fun. I think Gulak retains.
Yeah, I just don't honestly see them taking the belt off of Drew Gulak just yet. I mean, he's worked so hard to get it, and I feel like he should have it for a little bit longer. And I love Oney. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Oney's great. He's fantastic. He's wonderful with Danny Burch, but I just don't feel like he's going to put that on him.
He's not a regular.
Yeah, he's kind of there, I think, filling a spot for right now, although they could, like, completely swerve us and give it to him, and that's his call-up. I would hope not. But, yeah, I get the funny feeling Drew Gulak is, in fact, going to retain. I hope, anyway.
Yeah, so I'm going Gulak, you're going Gulak?
I'm going Gulak, yeah.
8-ball, will Drew Gulak retain his Cruiserweight title? Not so good.
It's being treacherous already, my goodness. All right. Yay.
Yay. All right, what's next?
Up next, we have, I don't want to talk about this early, but we have to talk about it. It's the dream match, queen versus queen, queen of queens versus the queen of all eras. That's what they've named themselves. Trish Stratus taking on Charlotte Flair in the dream match. And it has been noted that this is Trish's last match, officially. This is the retirement match.
Again. Supposedly. Possibly.
No, I think this is it. I think this is
I think it is. I think this is... She went... Why people draw that conclusion is she was like, after this, there really isn't anything she wants to do. Like, there's nothing that challenges her. Like, she did tag match with Lita. She got that in one more time. So this is her final thing in her hometown again. That said, this is a big... If Charlotte beats Trish, that's a big win for Charlotte, who kind of needs it at this stage. It would plant her as the queen of queens, the queen of all eras, whatever you want to call it. It would put her as the top dog, I guess, in the division. Like, she would hold something over people that not many people can hold, is a victory over Trish Stratus in Trish's hometown.
And also essentially retiring her.
Yeah.
Which I believe Lita is the only other one to hold that.
No. If you remember, Trish beat Lita and then gave up the belt.
That's right.
Like,
that's
Trish never did the honors in her last match.
So maybe she's doing the honors here.
That would be make the most sense, right? It would be the symbolic full passing of the torch. Trish is now completely done, finished, you know, everything. And it's like, here's Charlotte Flair, she retired Trish, something she can hang her hat on for now. It sort of works.
Oh, it completely works. And I mean, here's the thing, you have to have Charlotte get something. Because she's not in the title picture. They've backed her fully off of Bayley, fully off of Becky. They're pointing her at Trish to get her this accolade to, like you said, hang her hat on. Because, you know, they have taken the foot off the pedal. So she does need a little boost to just kind of put her back up right in the threat of title contention. So if they need to move her into the title picture on either show at any point, they can. And just a little win over Trish, or I should say not even a little win, a big win over Trish, would be good for her.
Because what does the Trish winning do for Trish?
It lets her go out on top. She gets a big win in her hometown, and then she retires. But, I mean, that's it. I mean, I feel like Charlotte would be better served with the victory, no offense to Trish, than Trish getting it. Because it's like, you know, yeah, you want her to go home happy, but at the same time, it's like, stuff like this is all about elevating the person that's staying versus the person that's going. Because Trish will have her moment.
Mm-hmm.
She'll get her goodbye in the ring. They'll give her time to,
you'll
you
be,
know...
Thank you, Trish. Thank you, Trish. The crowd will go crazy.
Yeah, all of that. She will get that time. She will get that moment, either way. But it's like, I feel like the win over... Charlotte winning over Trish. There we go. There it is. Is just better all the way around. Because
mm-hmm.
now you can have Charlotte come out on SmackDown and be like, I beat Trish Stratus.
Mm-hmm.
what's next for me? And she kind of turns and looks at Bailey, because you're almost to the point now where you can kind of put her, like I said, back in title picture a little bit.
Yeah. And Fox is the key. It's like Charlotte Bailey going into Fox. Come on.
Yeah, that's a solid feud. You can't go wrong with it. There's also a rumor that Sasha's on her way back. So there you go.
But that's sort of the direction you need to go. So it's like, yeah. So I'm going Charlotte. You're going?
I'm going Charlotte.
Magic 8-Ball. Will Trish Stratus beat Charlotte Flair at SummerSlam? Outlook not so good. So 8-Ball's going Charlotte. All right. What's next?
Oh, wait, yeah, Matt. Wit is currently getting ready to have her baby. So a good friend of ours is getting ready to deliver her baby. So everybody, good, happy thoughts for her. Go, Wit, go! Go! We're behind you. I don't know how to cheer on a woman having a baby, but go! Anyway. So yeah, just everybody keep your fingers crossed for her, because labor is not fun. It sucks. But yeah, so congratulations to Wit and Kate Early.
Mm-hmm.
So up next, this shouldn't take us long, because this shouldn't be long. Goldberg versus Dolph Ziggler.
Goldberg.
I'm just going to call this what this is, because Taker got one. This is the Goldberg redemption match. Taker got his match to redeem himself from the Saudi Arabia show. This is the same thing for Goldberg. I'm going to say this up front, because I can and because I'm that much of a jerk. Please, nobody let that man smack his head on the door this time, okay?
Remove all doors.
Or put a pad on it or something if he insists on doing it. Just please do not let him smack his head on anything. But yeah, this match should not be long. It should just be Dolph maybe gets a couple moves in, and then Goldberg just annihilates him. 1, 2, 3, Goldberg wins.
Should be 1 minute.
Or, you know, at max 3.
No. It should be 1 minute.
Like, I mean, that should be it.
Here's what should happen. The referee calls for the bell. Dolph yells, I'm going to do this, this, and this. He charges, spear, boom, picks him up, jackhammer, 1, 2, 3. Goldberg wins. We get the Goldberg match. You get the Goldberg squash. That's how it should be. Legit.
Legit. That's how it should be. I mean, it should not be any more than that. I would hope it's not any more than that, but we'll see. Because I don't know. I mean, for whatever reason, for Super Showdown, they were going to do a long match between Goldberg and Taker. They may do that here, but I would highly doubt it.
No. In Saudi, it was a main event match. This is not a main event. This is in and out. Get Goldberg on a show, get a cheap pop, and down she goes.
Yep, so there you go. Goldberg for the win.
8-Ball, goes Goldberg squash Dolph Ziggler at SummerSlam? No. 8-Ball's going Ziggler. All right, there you go.
8-Ball, you treacherous, treacherous whore. I swear. Can we fire the 8-Ball?
No.
Damn it. Corner. Go to your corner, 8-Ball. All right, up next. By the way, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are reviewing SummerSlam. We're making our picks for the show.
Previewing,
whatever.
Next week's the review. Anyway.
Technically, I think we're also reviewing it before we've actually seen it. I mean, you know, it's a thing.
She doesn't want to admit she's wrong in that. So let's go to the next matchup.
Next, we have the match that will make everybody pregnant. Again, AJ Styles versus Ricochet for the United States Championship. I'm just going to call it. It's going to be AJ. The club will be involved. And Ricochet may or may not have backup. I don't know. But AJ's going to win.
Why is AJ going to win?
He's on a roll. He's on a push. I love Ricochet to death. I really, really do. But they're trying to get the club over.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense to have AJ retain his title right now.
I see all that, and I go, Ricochet.
By DQ. Like, if Ricochet, I don't think Ricochet's going to walk away with the title. That's why I'm saying AJ, really, is I just don't see AJ losing right now and losing that title. Because it kind of defeats the purpose of putting it on him in the first place. So, that's my opinion on it. I don't know what's yours. Or do you have one? Or are you just going to sit there silent? I think he left me with y'all again, chat. Show's mine! Party! Party, 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 party! Woohoo! No, I'm kidding. So, what do you think, chat? Who do you think is going to win? Is it going to be AJ or Ricochet? See, I'm seeing AJ. Who else we got? Anybody else? He keeps the title. Let's do some shots. No, we are not doing shots. Although I do have Fireball in my fridge, so technically I could do that. But we're not doing shots. Not right now. Nightbot says my sources say nope. Oh, dude, I can't do vodka shots. Mainly because I have no vodka in my house. I have whiskey in my house. That's all I have. I have no vodka. I think the closest thing I have are like those Smirnoff ice beer things. Does that count as vodka? It's Smirnoff? No, it doesn't count. Okay. All right. Anubis says AJ. Okay. All right. Yes, Brent. Beer things. You walked into Rock leaving me alone on the show by myself, and I'm trying not to have dead air, and so, yeah, I'm just sitting here talking about alcohol and shots, because...
What the hell what happened? I sneeze, and she goes into alcohol. Okay.
It's okay. You didn't come back!
I'm sorry, I was sneezing. How
much do you have to sneeze? That was like 5 minutes.
It was 90 seconds.
I filled the air, did I not?
You did. All right, I'm just going Ricochet because it just feels like a big babyface win. AJ can get the belt back at some point. 8-Ball, will AJ retain the title on Sunday? 8-Ball says yes. All right, there
it's
you go.
It's trying to make it up to me.
Maybe. All right, let's talk about this next match.
All right, so for the first time in literally a year.
Legit, almost. Actually just like 10 days short of a year. Maybe 9.
We'll round up. It's a year. Bray Wyatt, as the Fiend, will step foot in a WWE ring to ironically take on Finn Balor in a match. Now, why is this ironic? Because 2 years ago, Bray and Finn were supposed to have a match at SummerSlam where it was going to be the Demon versus Sister Abigail, and it never happened.
No, wait. They had the match at SummerSlam. The rematch was at Hell in a Cell or something.
That's right. The rematch never happened. Yes. So they fought each other at SummerSlam
mm-hmm.
2 years ago. And then the rematch never happened. So this is technically the rematch. Where Bray is still dressed up.
But he's not Sister Abigail.
He's not Sister Abigail. He's the Fiend. So we are going to get the first look of the Fiend in a wrestling match. Because we've seen him for weeks now. He's been showing up. Attacking people, beating them up. They've done a really cool presentation with him and how they're just showing him. And we're going to have regular Finn, not the Demon.
Which is smart.
Which is really smart. Because you can always have Finn come back because Finn is going on a hiatus. My theory is he's getting married because he's had pictures of his beautiful fiance all over his Instagram. And so that's my hunch is he's going home to get married and have a honeymoon. And I think he actually may have already gotten married, but that's not for me to say.
He didn't get married, but they're getting married.
They're getting married. And they're going to go on their honeymoon. So he's taking a break after SummerSlam. It makes no sense for him to win. So this is kind of Rock and I's theory on this, is that this is going to be another quick one. Finn comes out. The Fiend comes out. Beats up Finn Balor. 1, 2, 3, done. Like, you just need to have, I love Finn, but you need to have Bray come out and just absolutely massacre Finn.
They can't go 50-50. If you have Bray and Finn go 50-50, then you've killed the Fiend.
The Fiend needs to be what the Demon is.
Even more powerful.
Even more powerful than that. Where it's just the Fiend, because they've presented it in such a way. You can't just have him have a regular wrestling match. What you need to save those for is actual, what I like to term, if you're new to the show, Prozac Bray Wyatt, which is the TV show host, Mr. Rogers gone to hell type scenario.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you need to do your 50-50. That's where you need to do your regular wrestling matches. All of that stuff, you save it for that character. The Fiend, when it gets rolled out, that just needs to be a slaughter whenever that character shows up, because what you want to do is you want to instill fear that, you know, when Bray says you've angered the Fiend and he's coming, or the Fiend shows up, you get that reaction of him, because that was always the problem with Bray originally, was they never, like, they made him fierce in the beginning and then they backed off of it and then he could never get the job done. And then he was just kind of sort of there, and nobody was afraid of him, and nobody was really reacting to him in any sort of way other than meh. So with this, they have one chance to get this right. One chance.
One shot.
Because once it's over with this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just, yeah, you just need to have the Fiend come out, beat up Finn. You may have Finn do one or two moves. Fiend doesn't react to it, doesn't sell it, and just like massacres him right there in the middle of the ring. Because also, I have concerned about the mask.
Mm-hmm. What's your concern?
That I'm sure it is like sturdy enough for wrestling. I would be fairly sure that when they had this thing constructed that it could go through a wrestling match, but I don't know if it can.
Only one way to find out.
Only one way to find out with this. So we'll have to see if the mask is in fact sturdy enough. But yeah, this should just be quick. 1, 2, 3, Bray Wyatt, the Fiend is your winner. Your thoughts? And if you have to sneeze again, I'm going back to talking about alcohol.
No, I'm with you. Because you just said everything we've been saying for the last couple of days. It's got to be quick. It's got to be to the point. Finn can get a couple moves in. It's not like the Dolph match. It's not going to be complete squash. But it has to be domination. It's got to go 5 minutes. Just domination. Let them beat on them. Beat on them. And show us what the Fiend character is all about. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
How the style is. Is he going to wrestle like regular Bray Wyatt? He shouldn't. He should be more powerful. You've done great things with Braun Strowman where he can dominate opponents. A dominating win over Finn Balor would be good for Bray. It needs to happen. Simple as that. Brent calling now Finn wins with a schoolboy. I mean, stranger things have happened. But I'm going Bray. It's
Brent, I'm shooting you off a ramp later.
There you go. I'm going Bray. You're going Bray. Brent's going Finn. 8-ball, will Bray Wyatt win on Sunday? All signs point to yes.
Okay. And Devils fan, I think eventually they'll stop calling the Fiend Bray Wyatt, but I think right now they're still trying to tie the two together because it's so, like, it's weekly, but it's a very, very quick jump to the Fiend. And so they want to make sure that the two are tied together. Even though it's like the promos and everything like that, it's still new. And once they're a few months down the line with it, if it's successful, then they'll stop calling him Bray Wyatt the Fiend or the Fiend Bray Wyatt and just call him the Fiend and Bray Wyatt. Because right now, we're not 100% sure if it's two separate characters, if it's the same character, what's really going on with it. So they're going to kind of tell that story, I think, with it a little bit. Like, he's been hinting at that there's more of the story to tell. And then they'll probably update the name from there.
What's next?
Up next, we have Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon. And if Kevin Owens loses, he quits WWE.
The build of this match has been really good. Like, they've done a great job of building it. This is Shane's continuation to be on pay-per-view. But I think this may be the end for him for a little bit. He should take a little break after this. I think he kind of needs to take a break after this, just wrestling so much. And the character is overdone it a little bit. Like, they've pulled back in the last couple weeks, so it's like he's not over the top on television right now, which is smart.
You talking about Kevin or Shane?
Shane. Like, he's been overloaded on TV a lot, like, before this. Like, he was on every show. But Kevin,
yeah.
But Kevin is so hot right now. Like, Kevin needs this win. There'll be shenanigans. We all know this. Elias will probably be involved. There will be a lot of shenanigans because it's a Shane match. He'll try to do something stupid. We know that. But this is Kevin Owens. He's got to get the win. He's not going to lose to Shane here. There's no point because it's you have something in Kevin Owens and you need to take advantage of it right now. He's rolling. So a win over Shane will keep that momentum going.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, Shane has done wonders for Kevin in terms of being the perfect foil for him. And I feel like because you've added that stipulation of if Kevin loses, he quits, it's Kevin's match to win. Because McIntyre isn't so much in the picture anymore. The Revival isn't so much in the picture anymore. Now, Shane can pull out all the stops because he's a McMahon.
And a McMahon can do whatever he wants.
But I don't know if Shane necessarily needs a little break, but I feel like you need to have Kevin make a statement. You need to have him punctuate everything that he's been saying, because otherwise, if he loses, it invalidates everything. that he's been going on about and he's been saying, and it invalidates his whole rebellion. And so you need to have Kevin find a way, because let's all not forget, Kevin Owens is a slippery devil, just like Shane. So if anybody could figure out how to beat him, it's Kevin Owens. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like you have Kevin beat Shane at his own game,
mm-hmm.
which allows the feud to continue if you want, and eventually could force the point that, you know, it's maybe Shane, if Shane loses, he quits, kind of thing. And also, I think Shane's kids are getting ready to go back to school and that kind of thing, so Shane may want to take a break, because he's done a lot of stupid shit here recently, so he needs a rest.
Yeah, that's the point. It's like, it's getting back into the fall, he usually sort of takes a break in the fall, and yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see.
And no, I don't think the Miz is getting involved, because he's doing the whole thing with Dolph, so I don't think gets involved in this one. Magic 8-Ball, will Shane McMahon be Kevin Owens? Very doubtful, so it's going with KO. Alright, what's next?
Sucking up. Your SmackDown Women's Championship is on the line as Bayley defends against Ember Moon. I've waited for this. I've waited for Ember to get a title shot. I'm ecstatic that she's getting one, that she's on the show, and it's against Bayley. This should be really, really good. I know we've said that about a lot of matches tonight, but these two should have wonderful chemistry together and do some really awesome things.
This is Ember Moon's time to shine. If she does not have a good performance here, things don't look good for her. This needs to be her breakout match. Doesn't mean she has to win, but she needs to have a really good match, because it's been a while since we've had this really good Ember Moon match. No one's talking about a good Ember Moon match. She needs that at SummerSlam. And I think Bayley's the right opponent to get a really good match out of Ember.
Agreed. They're both experienced. They both are going to settle into this really well. Ember doesn't necessarily need to win. I don't think she's going to win. But like you said, she needs to have... They need to have a really, really epic level match. And I don't think she's done. But because it's like, again, you know what she can do because you saw her do it in NXT. But the question then becomes, is Ember in the right place? Do they need to send her maybe back down to NXT? And that's where she needs to stay, because they did a much better job with her down there than they're doing right now. But at the same time, do they hold on to her and wait and see what Eric Bischoff can do with her?
Like, she came up, but she came up when Ronda came. So, like...
Yeah, she kind of got the short end of the stick on that one.
Mm-hmm. Then she got hurt. So it's like, okay, she's hurt now, so she's coming back off of that. She almost missed WrestleMania. She did appear, but she wasn't in anything major. So it's slowly getting her back into storylines, slowly getting back in the ring, slowly getting back against good opponents. This is a big match for her, and I hope she performs well. I hope she does a great job. It'll be interesting to see which side the crowd chooses. Will they go Bayley? Will they go Ember? Will they be split? Who knows? It's Toronto. It's bizarro world, as they like to say. So you never know what can happen. I'm going Bayley to retain, but I'm not very confident in that pick.
Yeah, I'm saying Bayley retains, but it's not necessarily the cleanest victory, and I say Ember gives her a run for her money. A hard run for her money.
Okay.
Like, this is not, I don't feel like this is going to be a definitive victory for Bayley. I feel like this is going to be, she ekes this out by the seat of her pants kind of victory.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep Ember right there with Bayley, in terms of the title contention, and maybe take this to the next pay-per-view if you want.
So, 8-Ball, will Bayley retain on Sunday? 8-Ball says most likely. All right, what's next?
Up next, by the way, you're listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are previewing WWE SummerSlam, and later in the show, we're going to be doing NXT.
Fender Bender, thank you for following us on Twitch. Continue on.
Hey, thank you. So welcome to the family. We're weird here, just so you know, and we love that. Anyway, the WWE Championship is on the line as Kofi Kingston takes on Randy Orton in the very long-awaited rematch between the two, not for the title, but just in general. If you know your history on this, way back in the day, probably 10 years ago now, Kofi Kingston mm-hmm. beat Randy Orton, which Randy, I believe, was a champion at the time.
Maybe. I don't remember if he was. He probably was.
And so it set Kofi up for a title shot, which Kofi never really never really got, because Randy felt that Kofi did not deserve it. And that was a storyline, and it got forgotten, and Kofi got pushed down the ranks. But, you know, for that one shining moment, he was in line for the championship. Now you fast forward to Sunday, where Kofi Kingston is your champion, and you're having this poetic moment between the two, where Randy Orton is now challenging Kofi for the title. And Randy's like, you didn't deserve it then, you don't deserve it now, I'm going to take your title, yada da yada da yada da. But it's just, it's a really sort of like bittersweet moment. Because you're like, oh, yay, it's finally happening. And we did not get Kofi destroying Randy's car again, nor did we get Randy destroying Kofi's car. I was very disappointed in that.
Do you want to know why you didn't get Randy destroying anything of Kofi's?
Why?
Because Randy Orton's been on a 2-week vacation.
Randy, get on your stuff.
Him and his wife have been posting pictures of their tropical vacation. Like, legit, he won his match 4 weeks ago. He did a promo to get the match the week after, and he's been gone for 2 weeks on vacation, in the sun, doing nothing but his wife.
Okay, not a bad life if you can get it. I mean, respect. But, yeah, I mean, you could have pre-taped some stuff with him.
I mean, they did a video package highlighting him, and so they put him over, and then they put over Kofi this week. But it was, I don't know, it was just weird.
Yes, Brent. A vacation. I know you don't know what that is, sweetheart. Go Google it. Okay?
Ask Siri.
She'll tell you what it is. All right. So that all being said, who do we think is walking away with the title?
Okay. The Kofi Kingston title reign has been good. Not great. Kofi Kingston hasn't moved the needle as much as he should have.
This is hard. This is really hard to call because Kofi as champion has been great for a lot of reasons outside of ratings, just because it's somebody who is not in the status quo finally getting the shot, and that's wonderful for Kofi, and I know it's something he's wanted for a really long time, and I feel like it's opened a lot of doors for people that maybe were not open before. But at the same time, you're going into Fox.
And that's the thing. Star power is key on Fox. And no, Eric Bischoff has had no part in any creative at this point. Just to answer the chat's question. Randy, putting the belt on Randy going into Fox, you could do many different things. Whether you do Randy and Kevin going into Fox. Because here's the thing. Kofi's popularity is strong, but it's leveled out, as it were.
Kofi's popularity had a lot to do with him being with New Day.
Right.
While they've all three maintained, you've kind of split Kofi off as you should have, so he can have his limelight as a champion, and then you have Woods and E going for tag titles. And it's split up New Day in the meantime, which it's like, because they've tried to make Kofi a little bit more serious. Like, he's still doing the pancakes, and he's still skipping, and he's still having a good time and doing all that. But they've tried to make him more of a serious champion.
While still keeping the New Day flair. He's in an odd spot. Like, could they continue the story of Kofi? Yeah. The popularity of Kevin Owens growing hurts Kofi. Because at some point, Kevin needs to be in the main event fighting for the title. And we've seen Kevin and Kofi already fight. And it wasn't the greatest. It was solid, but it wasn't the big hit it needed to be.
I feel like especially with Kevin Owens as a babyface now or as a tweener face now, it almost needs to be Randy, because you can have Randy just be that slimy heel that Kevin needs, and the two of them can go off and they can fight for the title, and that's how you do that. Because here's the thing, after Fox happens, you can always put the title back on Kofi. You can always do that. And I'm not saying that Kofi Kingston is not good enough to carry over for Fox. I think he absolutely is, and I think I would love to see him be the champion when they debut on Fox. I just don't know if they're going to do that.
Okay. Do you want to see Roman Reigns bury Kofi Kingston at some point? Everyone says no. So at some point, Roman's getting that belt again. Whether it's Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, whenever it is, it's going to head to Roman. I don't think Kofi and Roman will do good things for Kofi. So at some point, the belt has to come off of him. it's a tough situation because you want Kofi to succeed, but he's already succeeded. He's had the belt for 6 months, right? Yeah. April, May, June, July, 5 months. He's had the belt for 5 months. He's had a long enough reign. Everyone doesn't need a year long title reign. At some point, the moment has to end. And I think it ends for Kofi at SummerSlam.
I would agree with that. I mean, typically if you win the title at WrestleMania and you make it to SummerSlam, you typically do lose it at SummerSlam unless you're Brock Lesnar or somebody else. So I just don't see Kofi making it past SummerSlam. I'd love for him to, but I just don't see it. I honestly feel like it's going on Randy. Like, Randy's had his summer hiatus. It's now we're going into the fall. He's back. They're going into a new TV deal. They need the star power. Randy Orton is one of the biggest stars that they have on that roster. And I feel like they're going to gear him up for one more really tremendously big run before he's done.
So I'm going Randy. You're going Randy. Hey, 8-Ball. Does Randy Orton win the title on Sunday? No.
All right.
What's next?
Up next, we have the Raw Women's Championship on the line as the man, Becky Lynch, who's also one half of your WWE 2K20 cover pairing, taking on Natalya.
Gonna be good.
In a submission match, by the way. In a submission match.
Gonna be good. Gonna be different. Gonna be something, a change of pace. I can't see Becky tapping out. I just can't. Which is why I'm gonna go with Becky retaining. You can't have Becky tap because then you ruin the whole image.
I don't know. I go back and forth on this because it's like at some point Becky has to meet her match. She has to lose, right?
Yeah, but by submission, that's tough.
But the problem is if Natty loses, you kind of kill Natty.
But you really aren't. You haven't done much with Natty lately. You're not.
Yeah.
Because you could always. Natty's. Okay. Natty is the normal mid-card person, upper mid-carder, who is always good in a pinch, right?
Right. I just feel like something's going to happen with this.
A screw job?
They could do a Toronto screw job. I don't know. I get a hunch somebody's showing up.
Ronda Rousey.
I mean, I know, and I mean that legit. Like, I'm not joking. It's just, this whole feud has been a little odd, not to say that Natty doesn't deserve the shot, because she does, but it's like, it's just been weird how they've set the whole thing up and how they've done it, and it's like, there's a point to this. They're doing something with this, and I don't think the end result is Natty with the title. I think the end result is Ronda Rousey showing back up, because she sort of started rumbling and indicating that, okay, well, her hiatus is coming to an end. She did not get pregnant, so she misses WWE. She wants to come back in some capacity, whether it's wrestling or it's managing or it's just being on TV, what have you, whatever she wants to do. I think they're fine with it. And she gets her revenge on Becky Lynch. Or somebody else could show up.
Sasha
could show up. I was thinking potentially Shayna Baszler could show up.
Maybe.
Because Becky versus Shayna would be good.
But I don't, again, but at the same point, if it was a regular normal match where it was pinfalls, yeah. Yeah. But it's submission.
I agree with that. But I just feel like the match is going to be secondary to something else.
Oh, yeah.
That's happening. That somebody's going to show up. Somebody's going to debut. There's going to be a screw job. Something is happening in this. I just have that hunch, and I'm probably completely 100% wrong. But I just get that hunch that something's happening. That being said, Becky retains.
8-Ball, does Becky retain on Sunday? Very doubtful.
Okay. All right. And last but certainly not least, by the way, you're seeing the rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. We are previewing SummerSlam, which is this Sunday on the WWE Network. And now we are going to talk about the main event. The Universal Championship is on the line as Brock Lesnar defends against a very battered and bruised Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins should win. Seth Rollins really should win.
I don't think he's going to, though. Unless he pulls like a Hail Mary or a miracle or something. I don't think he's going to.
It's weird. Like, it really is Brock's title. Like, really is Brock's title. the Seth winning do much for... Okay, this is how I play things out of my head. It's, okay, who's next? Is it, who's the next challenger for Seth? I don't know if Seth got the belt. Because it's not going to be Brock. You're not going to go back and forth, back and forth. This would be the end of the story. I don't see the next person yet on Raw for Seth, unless it's Bray. Which it could be.
It could be Bray. You basically bring him back, have him go against Finn, see how the character does with Finn, and then you move him on and move him directly into title contention. You could absolutely do that. You don't really have anybody else lined up right now for Brock or Seth, and that's an issue. Unless, well, McIntyre's a SmackDown. No, McIntyre's Raw.
McIntyre's Raw.
You could move McIntyre in there. Like, they've got him in a holding pattern right now. And I think they're going to move him in next.
Maybe.
They're going to get Bray ready.
He's stuck in a spot with Cedric Alexander. So it's like he's moved down the card. So it's like, I don't even think he's ready. You know?
Yeah. Just trying to think of who it could be for either side. Because it's like, well, and then honestly, I don't know. Like, I really, really don't know. And I hate saying that, but it's like, who could it be?
And that was my question going in before, with Baron Corbin. It was like, who's next? And I don't know. It's not Roman. Roman's a SmackDown. Roman's going to be Fox. Roman's doing the hit and run on SmackDown. They're going to put him there.
I mean, is it something that if Seth wins, you bring somebody up from NXT and you go with somebody from NXT?
You could. Not Drake Maverick. But it's like, I don't know.
Because here's the thing. We're going to be talking about NXT here in a little bit. But I feel like with Gargano, I get a hunch Gargano's getting ready to move. Like, he's done everything he can do down in NXT. There's not a whole lot else he can do. Unless you're bringing up Adam Cole. Which, if you're bringing up Adam Cole, then you're bringing up all of Undisputed Era.
Unless AJ retains, right?
Mm-hmm.
You move Ricochet in that spot against Brock.
You could. You absolutely could.
That's the
Ricochet versus Brock would be excellent.
That's the only thing I could see. So I don't... The title picture is weird right now on Raw. Because you don't know the roster. You have to reestablish the roster when it splits.
The thing is you need to have your title present when you do the relaunch. So it needs to be on USA the day of the quote-unquote relaunch when the hard split happens.
Which they can, Brock can do and everything. So.
Oh, Brock can do, but it's like you also want the title. Like, I feel like USA is going to want the title there. So unless Brock is prepared to work, it's probably going back to Seth.
Probably.
Because I honestly feel like they took Seth down a little bit because of certain comments he made. Like,
I don't think so. Because he's still featured. They're just telling
him.
He's
still featured, but I think he got his hand slapped a little bit.
Maybe. I don't think so. So, this one's tough. I'm going Seth, but I'm not very confident on it.
I'm going to say Brock.
April.
I can't.
Go ahead.
I can't say any different. I mean, here's the thing. They are selling Seth as extremely injured and barely able to walk after the attack. I'm not 100% sure if much will have changed from Monday to Sunday. We'll see, though. So unless Seth is superhuman, nothing's happening.
You never know.
But I could be completely wrong on that. I hope I am.
We'll see.
We'll see.
8-Ball, does Brock retain on Sunday? 8-Ball says he does. So there you go.
There you go. All right. That's SummerSlam, y'all. What do you think? Do you think we're right? Do you think we're wrong? If you want to submit picks, you're listening to this in the archives, go ahead, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. Submit your picks. We'd love to hear what you have to say.
Indeed.
You're a little early.
No. No, I'm not.
We're taking a break?
We're taking a break.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week and NXT TakeOver. So you'll see the rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be right back. Nobody do it like you do that for me. Sheesh, don't blow half on the halftime free. Let's talk Biscayne, shut out South Beach. Do some loose, what's up? I broke the leash. Yeah, 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 yeah. You got all 3 hours on the prize.
She ETA. It's such a good vibe. Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you use Twitch Prime, if you have a sub available and you'd like to use it here, please click the purple button at the top of the technology screen. We would greatly appreciate it. If you want to use it somewhere else, though, we understand, but use it here. Support the channel.
Use it here. It's been an expensive month.
Yeah, Rock did not have a good weekend. It's been expensive for him, so please support the channel because he needs love.
It's been a month,
and you should love him with your money. Just saying, it'll make him feel better.
Anyway, next.
Anyway, so we were gonna do this at before the break. Do you want to go ahead and do a two of the week?
No, we're canceling two of the week. Sorry.
Well, that would have been nice to have been told.
I did type it out to you.
Really?
I did.
Really?
I did. Did you not read?
Where?
Look in our Skype chat.
I can't see anything in our Skype chat.
It's there.
And I just accidentally took a picture. I hate Skype. I hate new Skype so much. Oh my god, I hate new Skype.
We're running long. We're running along. That's it. Running long. We gotta get to the next
takeover. Okay, so never mind. You're not doing Tweet of the Week. Everybody stand by. We will be doing Tweet of the Week next week. However, I just want to say something very quickly. Congratulations to Courage JD for having the balls to take the most epic shot ever on Twitter and, you know, asking Ariana Grande out like he did. I mean...
Well done. Well done, sir. Well done.
Well done, Courage. Over 8 million views on Twitter. God knows what it's got on YouTube, but just damn, son. Damn. Ariana, please say yes because he will cry on stream if you don't. So, you know, no pressure.
No pressure.
But please take that boy out. He needs it. He needs some love. So anyway, we are talking all about NXT TakeOver, which is this Saturday on the WWE Network. And, well, we have some guests with us.
The NXT analyst, TJ Omega. Well, I'm a man with a plan.
Okay, I think I'm here.
You think you're here?
I think I'm here. It's Yay. Been a day.
Hasn't it?
Anyway. I spent 4 hours in a fantasy world while watching my bank account go from positive to negative, positive to negative, because I couldn't tell what the fuck to do with the hotel I reserved last weekend.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Fun. And the other.
From 20,000 leagues under the sea, the busiest shark of them all, the assistant to the assistant regional shark, intern shark Kane Kittens.
Aw, my song ended.
Yeah,
snapping to it?
He was.
Yes, I was. By the way, Rock, you know what would make it even more epic? Hmm. Air horn.
No.
You don't get the air horn.
But air horn.
No.
No.
Not your birthday.
Vetoing that decision.
It's not your birthday. You don't get the air horn.
But it's soon.
Yeah, but it's not now. We got stuff to do. Stop delaying things. We got to take over the preview to get into it. Then we got to do some Fortnites. So let's get into it.
Okay, Dad.
Damn, you're just pushy. We can't even visit for a minute. Good lord.
What's the first matchup on the show?
He's like, now!
Let's move it along.
Rock, he needs to get sweaty, damn it.
He's getting sweatier earlier. We did a wonderful job getting sweaty in a tree.
Yep.
Context.
Yep. Anyway, let's get to the first matchup on the show.
Crazy.
This show is making history. First time ever two women's matches are on the show.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about one of them. So up. First, in a grudge match, in what should be, you know, get, again, everybody pregnant. I love to use that phrase. Candice LeRae is taking on Io Shirai. We all win. It doesn't matter who actually wins this match. We all win. Period. End of discussion. Just send everybody home after this because this is going to be lit.
Lit, bro. This is a proving test for Io to see... if she can get the Toronto crowd to hate her. Because it's easy to get the Florida crowd to hate her. Because it's 500 people. To get the audience to hate her, it'll be a big test for her.
I think she can do it.
don't know. I think she could do it, but it'll be a nice test to see. And this is Candice's first real big focus match on a takeover. So that's cool. They've done a nice little build to this one. I'm looking forward to this one. What about you, Omega?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Lindsay here. We all win here. I cannot wait for this match. Like, I'm really looking forward to how they work together. I'm looking forward to how the styles mesh. I can't really put it any better. I want to see it.
Just give it to him now.
Give me. Make a grabby hand. Give me.
Brent?
I don't want to watch two of my girls beat each other up. I mean, I really do, but I don't. My heart doesn't know where to go.
Why?
Because I love the little cupcake, but Bad EO is so good. I don't know. I hurt.
You hurt. But this could be a show-stealing match if put in the right position.
These girls are going to get vicious with each other. EO can do the cowardly heel thing and kind of stay away, or they're just going to try and rip each other's head off. It depends if EO gets her little vicious streak going or not.
Which I think she will.
I feel like Candice is just going to go for it. Like, she's just going to go right for the face, and that's going to be it. They're just going to fight. Let's back this up a second. Do we feel like this is going to be opener?
No.
I think the three-way will be the opener or the tag titles.
Yeah, I feel like the tag match is going to be the opener.
Okay, fair.
Then again, they like putting Roderick out there at the start, too.
See, that's I was thinking you could put Roderick Dunn and get the dream entrance out of the way. You go maybe Shayna, Mia, tag, Candice, Adam.
I think you flip the women's matches how you have them. Because the title match should be ahead of a regular singles match.
Oh, I understand that. I was just thinking, and I hate to use this term, but you could use Candice and EO as a cool down before the main event.
You could, but then again, this is not a WWE booked show. This is a Hunter booked show. He books it where you don't really have that cool down match, especially when there's five matches. You really don't have a cool down, as it were.
Yeah.
Either way, it's going to be really good. Who wins? Brent?
Don't make me choose between my children.
You have to.
You just turned her heel. I think she needs a little something. She's lost to Shayna the past two times. I think Candice could eat a loss here, and you can move this forward with the two of them essentially fighting to see who challenges what I think will happen later.
Omega, who you got?
Yeah, fresh off a heel turn, I think EO needs. I hate to use the phrase EO needs credibility, but I think she needs to be like reaffirmed in her current role. Like, if she's going to go ruthless, if she's going to go that type of heel, she needs a good win here.
Heels losing their first time out after a turn kills the turn. You need a strong victory to prove a point. I think EO goes over. Lindsay?
As much as I love Candice, as much as I feel like Candice needs the victory too, EO needs it more. EO, because she was such a strong babyface, and because you've done this turn so masterfully, you need to give her a winning streak. You need to have her be dominant. Especially since I think Shayna's days are numbered in NXT. I don't think she's going to be there much longer. You need to have someone kind of sort of start to take over that alpha female role, and they're setting EO up to do that. So I feel like, as much as I love Candice LeRae, as much as I would love to see her win, this is EO's match. This is EO's victory.
8-ball, does Candice LeRae beat EO Shirai at NXT TakeOver on Saturday? Outlook is good.
Okay. Up next, the other women's match, since we were just talking about them, Shayna Baszler is defending her title against Mia Yim.
So you've been saying Shayna's days are numbered. We've been saying that every show. Every takeover, it's Shayna's done. She's going up. Shayna's done. She's going up. This is the one?
It's like Taker. It's never the one. I don't know. I mean, I feel like maybe you should put it on Mia, because honestly, for Shayna, I'm not sure who could challenge her after this. I don't know if you have anybody waiting in the wings ready to go that could take Shayna on unless you continue the feud with Mia Yim and somehow the other two horsewomen come in and cost Mia the match, and that leads to various other gimmicked matches such as like a cage match or something like that between the two. But I don't know. This is a hard one.
There's a lot of women on the back burner in NXT right now. So you have to, at some point, elevate this class that's on top to the next level. Meaning, you need to get Shayna and probably her girls up on the main roster at some point. So this would be the opportunity to do so. You supplant Mia Yim in that spot as the top babyface. You bring in some of the women who were working the Florida shows. Your Chelsea Greens, your Deanna Purrazzo's, you bring them in as the underlings, as the next bottom mid-carders in that division to help elevate that division. At some point, Shayna needs to move up. She's 39 years old. You gotta do something.
Yeah, you gotta. If you're gonna do the run, now would be the time.
Especially as we talked about during SummerSlam, Becky needs an opponent. Shayna coming out after SummerSlam, being Becky's next opponent, is a strong move.
And especially if Ronda is going to somehow factor into the picture at some point, which she could or she may not, there's always been that lingering rumor of the Four Horsewomen versus the Four Horsewomen.
Mm-hmm.
You could easily do that at Survivor Series or at another pay-per-view down the line later in the year where you bring Charlotte and Sasha and Becky and Bayley all back together one more time to have them go against the Four Horsewomen with Shayna and the girls on the main roster. But I feel like you do need... I don't know. Amaya, what do you think?
We have said it so many times, Shane. It's such an old... Like the division can't rely on Shayna forever. Like, it needs to move on. I was tired of Shayna's the champion last time we were talking about NXT. I want a new face of the division. You know,
we said the same thing about Bayley, and she kept holding the title too for a year.
No, Bayley can hold it for as long as she damn well pleases.
No, I meant in NXT when she was down in NXT. It was like she's gonna. Oh no,
I mean it in NXT. I mean the same thing in NXT.
You want her back down in NXT, just holding that title? Okay.
No.
You heard it here
first. Find where she is. Right now she's doing on SmackDown what she was doing on NXT when the rest of the horsewomen left.
We got some scoops. TJ Omega, WTR Sunday reporting Bayley's going back down to NXT. Start scooping that
no,
out there on the new
no.
site. Yes, I think that's scoop.
Exclusive.
Exclusive right there. Tag it as an exclusive.
Clickbait.
Clickbait. Clout. Papega. Anyway.
Papega Omega? Omega Papega.
Anyway. Go ahead. Continue. Omega.
I am almost ready to take anyone but Shayna at this point, which I hate to say, but yes, she needs to move on. She needs, if you're going to bring her up to the main roster, it has to be sooner than later because she, you know, as a pro wrestler, she is up there now. Yeah. It's weird. Like they're like Mia's great, but I feel like I've said this so many times now.
But Mia's not also the long-term future as the champion. She would be the quote-unquote transitional champion in this manner. So putting the belt on her, you're able to transition to whoever it may be, whether it's Io or somebody else, down the line.
Yeah.
Brent?
Yeah, Brent, what do you think?
So we've said in the past, many a time, hit the sounder, it's Shayna's turn to lose. I think with this time, though, and I mean, no disrespect to Io, no disrespect to Bianca or anyone before this, I want to say if she loses to Mia Yim, it seems almost credible in a sense that, you know, you have this monster force of Shayna Baszler just breaking through everyone. And finally, she's running into someone who's just like her. That, like, okay, you have friends. I'm going to take them out one by one so that it's just you and me. And Shayna doesn't know what to do in that sense. It's one of those like, oh, what's the line? Like, you know, she's going to break them mentally until she can break them physically in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Mia is doing in a sense with her. It's like, okay, I'm taking your friends out. I'm going to jump them from the back. I'm going to beat the ever-living hell out of them. and all of a sudden your numbers game goes away, and now it's just you, and you don't have that, you know, spade card to use.
See what you did there?
Yeah, and it's time for the HBIC to be IC, in a sense. They need to give her the shot. Like you said, she doesn't need to be the champ for long. She doesn't need to have that 8-month reign and where we're starting to go to her like, oh God, what do we do now? But if, for example, you wanted to prolong this a little bit, and let's say you do get the girls involved, please, God, let this happen. There's a group that could join Mia to help her out in the numbers game if you want to. Someone that has history with at least Shayna and some of her tactics, some people that are coming off the shelf that could give you a numbers game and kind of reintroduce them back to the NXT group.
You mean, you're not going to use Tegan.
You mean Tegan Nox, who's on the road currently wrestling on house shows with Candace, right? Is that who you're talking about?
And Dakota. Dakota's out there too.
Is she wrestling?
Yeah. She came back from knee injury, I believe, as well.
I didn't hear about that one. All right.
No,
I thought they both were back.
No,
as Tegan, a tag.
No, Tegan, I know Tegan's back.
Tegan's back.
Yeah, Tegan's back.
Well, I can hope for that at least.
Go make your music video.
She's on Insta. It's fine.
No. If you're going to shoot the shot, the bar has been raised, okay? You have to lip sync with high quality production values to a song of your choice and somehow get Jordan Fisher to be your wingman.
Dude, J-Fish my guy? Dude, totally.
We're Fish Fam right here.
We're Fish Fam, so I mean,
Fish Fam.
J-Fish?
There you go.
I'm not editing that for you, by the way.
I have software. I can do it. It's fine. I have Adobe Cloud through my university, so yeah.
Anyway, Brent, who's winning?
Honestly, for this one, I know it may be a fool's errand, but it's time for Shayna to be about 7 to 10 pounds lighter.
Omega.
Don't fat shame. But yeah, it's time. She needs to get rid of that belt and she needs to move up.
It's Mia time.
Time.
Thank you.
I'm going Mia as well. Lindsay?
You've done such a good job building Mia Yim up. I feel like you're just going to take everything you did and throw it in the trash if she loses, unless it's like via a DQ style finish, which I would hate to see that, but that would get you to another match if you need it to, like I said before. But I love Shayna as a heel. Like, she's one of the best people they have on that roster, but you've got other people waiting in the wings to take that spot from her. And so I just want to see Mia win. Like, I really, really do. I want to see Mia win. So I'm going Mia.
8-ball, does Shayna Baszler retain on Saturday night? You may rely on it.
8-ball's being treacherous again.
Damn you, 8-ball.
Next.
Up next, and I have a report on this match, by the way.
Ooh, she's got some scoops.
NXT North American Championship is on the line as Velveteen Dream defends against Roderick Strong and Snarly McSnarlson himself, Peter Dunne.
Okay, so what's your scoops?
So my scoop is that Trent Seven, at the very least, is in Toronto.
Okay.
Which I would lead me to believe that probably Tyler Bate is there as well.
They always come in.
Because
they
all travel together. That's just what they do. They're all married each other.
They all come in for takeover, so that's not a big surprise right there. It's not a big scoop.
But yeah.
He's in town because that's what they do.
That's what they do, but Trent Seven posted out a picture of him and himself in Toronto, so he's there, I think. Or he's just being a tease, which he's good at, but yeah. So this match is going to be interesting, because this should be really good. That goes for every match on this card without saying it should be really good. But you threw Pete Dunne in the mix between Dream and Strong. And I don't think Dream really knows what to do with Pete Dunne. Like, he gets Roderick Strong. He knows how to deal with someone like Roderick Strong. He doesn't know how to deal with someone like Pete Dunne. He just sort of looks at him like, what am I even supposed to do with that? Like, Pete is just there to rip your face off and take your title. And that's it. That's all he wants to do. There's no bones about that one. There's no pretense. There's no nothing. You know, he occasionally dresses nicely, although he apparently does not own socks. And that's all he's just there to beat people up. Like, what is Dream supposed to do with that? How can he work with that? Because he just looks at Pete like, what? What?
What am I supposed to do with this now? What?
And I kind of almost wish, and I hate saying this, but I really kind of wish Roderick Strong was not in this match. Because I kind of want to see just Dream and Dunn.
I could see that.
That would be a really interesting pairing.
That would be. Now you have to wonder, and this is where it always goes with Velveteen Dream, how grandiose will his entrance be on Saturday?
Oh, it's going to be extra as hell. There's no question.
Will he be pink and black like a hitman on Saturday night?
Or he could be Shawn Michaels.
Oh, that's
the heel route, I think.
Also, for some scoops, I have the reason why Trent Seven's in town.
Mm.
He's wrestling for Progress in Toronto.
Well, Tyler Bate is definitely there.
So there you
go. Along with some of the other, but he could show up at TakeOver. He probably will show up.
He could, maybe. But that is why he's in town. Progress is running a show tomorrow night.
But okay, so let's break that down for a second because, all right, so Pete's there.
Or tonight, Pete's... I should say, the wrestle tonight.
Okay, but just go with me on this. So Pete's there. That means the BSS boys will be there as mm-hmm. backup if he needs them. Mm-hmm. Roddy's got Undisputed Era and O'Reilly and Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Which they'll probably get involved because what is Undisputed Era's whole goal? They're trying to get all the gold. What's the one title or one of the titles they don't have? The North American Championship. So could Fish and O'Reilly come in to help Strong potentially get the title and the British Strong Style boys show up to stop them and somehow Dream sneaks out with a victory in the chaos?
It's possible.
Or something happens in the chaos and either the title changes hands or Dream escapes.
It's all possible.
Go ahead. What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like, and this is me, I feel like the rose sort of start fading away on Velveteen Dream. I think the shine is sort of slowly fading away on him. Because he's not been in that spotlight in a little bit. It's sort of like, it's dimming just a little. Like, the stuff he's done on TV just hasn't, to me, clicked. He needs a good Dream-esque moment on the show to really stand out. But as champion,
He's always better chasing than he is as a champion, I feel like.
Especially with this belt. If he was the NXT champion, I think him being flattening out a little would be okay because he would be the top guy and he'd be in that spotlight. I feel like the North America title is a nice title, but I think it's hurting him more than helping him right now. But I don't think Roddy needs it. I know the whole story on Undisputed Era gets all the gold. I don't know. And then there's Pete Dunne, who may or may not be in NXT North America for a little bit. What do you think, Omega?
There are a lot of ways to go with this. You mentioned Velveteen not knowing what to do with Pete. I don't think it matters, because as much as Velveteen and Roderick could probably go, Roderick and Pete are going to beat the hell out of each other.
They have in the past. They did a couple weeks ago on TV.
It was fantastic.
There's going to be a nice mix where I think Roderick could work well with either one of them. And maybe Pete and Velveteen don't mesh as well, but I don't think it matters. I think Roderick is going to glue this entire match together. As for what you do, like, I'm still very big on Dream. Like, I still think he's one of the best characters NXT's ever made.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see him elevate to the NXT championship. I think he's more than deserved that at this point. So if Pete's in this match for any reason, willing to bet it's so Roderick can take the belt without pinning Dream. Not completely convincing myself that's how it's going to go.
You don't have the confidence in that scenario, do you? Like,
no.
Because the flip side of that could be Roddy's in the match, so Pete can take the title. Like, that could be the other side of it. Because if he's going to be there for a while, they may want to put another title on him just to have it there. Because he's a strong champion, as we've all seen.
We need more belts with bite marks.
God, can you imagine how much they had to clean the UK title after he got done with it?
they probably just made the new belt.
He used it as a chew toy for 2 years.
We can get dental records off of this thing at this point.
Probably. What do you think, Brent?
I don't think he's back yet. All right, so pick some.
Still
Megan.
Dead.
Still dead.
Okay. Megan. All right, let's talk about alcohol. Woohoo!
No. All right, Megan, who you got?
Oh, that's a hard call. It's a hard, hard call. I'm going with Strong because I think if the Undisputed Era is going to hold all the gold, I think that's the way to do it. And I think if Roderick takes this belt off of Dream without pinning him, that gives Dream a reason to pick a fight with the Era, and that'll give him a shot at Adam Cole.
I'm going Peter, and Peter pinning Roderick, Dream can then go after Undisputed Era that way. Lindsay?
I'm going Pete. They took him out of UK for a reason. They've got him in the US for a reason, and I'm not sure if it's they're elevating him eventually to the main roster, or if they're elevating him into the regular NXT product because they're getting ready to move people. I'm not sure why they've taken Pete out of UK and put him here, but they've done it for a very specific set of reasons, and I feel like he needs a championship. He's a good, strong champion. He's a fighting champion. And what's nice about him is he can be a good guy or he can be a bad guy depending on his mood. Like, he just lives in that tweener role beautifully. And so I'm going to say Pete's going to take the title.
8-Ball, does the Velveteen Dream retain on Saturday? You may rely on it.
Is Brent back?
I think that's the sound of Brent coming back. Brent, who you got?
What match?
Dunn, Strong, and Dream for the North American Championship.
Oh, God. The dentist that's going to be getting all of the... Or the chiropractor, or the doctor who has to set both Dream and Roderick's fingers back in place. That's who wins.
But who's your pick?
Oh, pick. I don't... My heart wants points. My head is saying that Dream is not going to retain... Just because either A, they're going to move him on to better things, or B, I don't even know who the next challenger for Dream would be. But I'm conflicted because Pete held a belt for 2 years just a couple of months ago.
And then Walter murdered him, so, you know.
And then Walter decided to leave him. Curse this match for actually being difficult to choose.
So who you got? Know,
screw it. I'm going Hart. Points.
Okay. Next match.
I have to applaud NXT real quickly because they've done a wonderful job of like building this pay-per-view to make where it makes it really hard to predict who's going to win and who's going to lose. Because you sit here and we were like, God, I just don't know. You know, it's like, I don't know. And so bravo to them for doing that, where it's just not like definitive. Yes, this is what's going to happen. Second to last, almost missed a match there. The other half of Undisputed Era, sans Adam Cole, is taking on the Street Profits in a chance to regain the NXT Tag Team Champions. So O'Reilly Auto Parts and Bobby Fish, the unofficial mascot for the Fish Fam here, are they going to regain their titles, Rock? Do you think?
The Street Profits have been raw lately. Kind of makes it seem like they're going to drop their belts here and then just move up full time to the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of where this one leans. That's sort of how I see it. Omega, what do you see?
It's a weird thing because supposedly the idea behind having them on Raw so often is to promote NXT. Like, you're seeing NXT champions on Raw. I'm not sure if they're necessarily set to bring them up just yet.
But it's like, do you put the belts on Undisputed Era? But we've seen that over and over and over again.
Like, we've seen that over and over. Like, there's part of me that kind of wants to see one faction with all the belts at the same time. We've had the Undisputed Era for a while now. Like, they're kind of dominating the NXT picture these days. And I'm getting a little tired of it.
Brian.
Honestly, I think it's too early to move up the Profits only because they've had this resurgence recently. You know, they fought the Viking War Raiders Machine Experience, whatever they're called now, this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, you know, elevated them a bit. And then they had the ladder match. And when they won, the crowd went insane for them. But that was the last takeover. They got those belts. And it feels like if at this takeover they drop them, it just feels, in my feeling a little too early for that, to shotgun the belts over. I mean, I understand the Undisputed Era are a good hand to be able to put them on, but in my opinion, if you have, let's say, you've got the Street Profits who win, they still have the Forgotten Sons to worry about. They still have, you know, there's some stuff for them to work with. I don't know who the face team for the Undisputed Era would be.
That's why you gotta create new stars, and that's why it's a developmental. Well, okay, I got the face team. I figured it out. Breezango.
Good. I
forgot that was a thing now.
They're back together. They're fighting the Forgotten Sons next week on television.
Tyler Breeze is getting a makeover.
So you have that there as well. All right. Picks. Lindsay, who you got?
You know, honestly, Street Profits just got those titles, like Brent said. They are hitting their stride in a huge way on NXT and on Raw. Like, we're getting to see what they can really do on Raw from an entertainment and promo perspective, because you just have them sitting around backstage, but they're just having a good time. And you can see how talented they really are just in those interactions. And honestly, Montez Ford cut a promo on NXT this week that was fire. And it was like, he kind of threw up both middle fingers at Undisputed Era and was like, you know what? We worked our butts off to be here. We deserve these titles every bit as much as you. We're not afraid of you. Come take them if you think you can. And it was just so strong and it was so powerful. And it's like, you know what? I want the Street Profits to keep the titles. I love Undisputed Era. I don't want them to get all the titles. I don't want them to have all the gold just yet. Because honestly, I really don't like it when they do that with groups. It's good for like 5 minutes and then it's really annoying after. It's like, you know what? Don't let Adam Cole's prophecy come true. Don't let him be like, oh, we're going to have all the titles this year. You know, let him be the only one. Or they do have them, but they have them at different times, not all at once. So I'm going to say Street Profits retain.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think they're comfortable using the Street Profits in the role they have right now on Raw. I don't foresee them leaving NXT just yet. Yeah. I don't have anything better than that. I would go Street Profits.
Brent?
Before I make my pick, I have one question for you. If the Street Profits move up to Raw, what do you do with them? Yeah, they have great little backstage segments, but what do you do with them?
I don't know, because I've never seen them as it stars.
Right. So, because I've heard people talking about SummerSlam is the time when people will move. Shayna, part of the Undisputed or all of the Undisputed Era, Dream, Street Profits, etc.
No, Drew needs to stay down in NXT. He does not need to go up.
No offense, there needs to not be movement in NXT. I mean, you might get away with Shayna just because, you know, she's not getting younger. And
you have to at some point. She's done everything.
She's run roughshod over that division. You have to change it up a little bit. But in the case of the Street Profits, in case of the Dream, in case of Undisputed Era, if they go up, they will be just like every other call-up that's happened. Your Lacey Evans, your Robert Roods, your, you know, EC3, anyone that you want to name out there, that's what they're going to become. You know, the Street Profits will be AOP. You'll see them for 2 weeks, and then they're just going to disappear. And they'll be standing back.
AOP got injured, so.
Because, you know, solo cups. Apparently Vince loves them. Yeah, with that being said, it's just, they need to stay down there. They can win. They can still show up on Raw and have some fun segments, because there's nothing really to tie that to. It can just be a fun segment to let you get to the next thing. If you move them up and try to put them in a storyline, but you don't know what you're doing with it, they're going to be gone, and they're going to be an afterthought in 3 weeks. So Profits need to win here. They need to stay. They need to develop more.
I'll go Street Profits as well. Magic 8-Ball, does the Street Profits retain on Saturday night?
Nope.
Damn.
So points.
All right. And now, last but certainly not least, for the NXT Championship, you have Adam Cole taking on Johnny Gargano in a 2 out of 3 falls match, where we're going to have a regular good old-fashioned wrestling match. We're going to have a street fight, and if we have to go to a third fall, William Regal himself gets to name the stipulation, and may God have mercy on their souls if it gets to that point, because that man has a plan, and I'm a little scared.
Now, I'll throw this out there. What if the final fall is a loser leaves stipulation?
It could be. It absolutely could be.
I mean, but would you go from a street fight to a regular match, even if it did have that hanging over it?
You can always start with the regular match, then street fight, and then into the final. You could do last.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, you're downgrading.
No, but let me finish. It's like last man standing, loser leaves, something. You know what I mean? But the caveat is the loser is gone.
Like, they keep saying this is going to have a finality to it, that this is it. This is the last match between the two. So they're going to make sure that something happens where the other person, where Johnny and Adam never mix it up again in NXT. So they very well could do that, a loser leaves town match.
It just seems like we're at that point. Something has to give, because if they're on the same route, if they're on the same show still, they're going to gravitate towards each other. Look at Gargano and Ciampa, who apparently is very close. Could see him on Saturday. You never know. I don't know. I just feel like we could see it. Do I expect it? No, but it's just something to throw out there. They're going to tear the house down. They're promoting it as must-see. It's Gargano and Cole. I mean, what else can you say, Omega?
Yeah, there's really not a whole lot to say. I'm just hoping that whatever they come up with for the third fall, because there's no way they don't get to the third fall.
I mean, unless it's two quick falls, it's two straight falls. I mean, you could. They've done that before where it's two grueling falls and you go from there, but usually it's the third fall.
I just hope there's something to it more than just your standard, like, oh, there's a cage hanging over the ring. I wonder why there's a cage hanging over the ring. Like, I hope there isn't some, like, big giveaway like that. Like, I would hope it turned into something like, God, it's PGWWE, so we're not going to get first blood. But like, a false count anywhere. Something like that, where it's not as predictable what's about to be announced.
Ladder match. Because you could just bring down the ring thing and just hang it. Something.
And just conveniently have a whole bunch of ladders just laying around.
They're just underneath the ring. No one knows. Production, just run the ladders out, because they've done that before. They just wheel them out. What's your thinking?
So this is essentially the three stages of hell, just NXT version, right?
Pretty much.
Back when they did that, and I want to say with that they did just the two falls, so it was like you never got that third kind of extreme cage match that had been touted.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but in all honesty, it is going to go to the third fall. I honestly think, as I talked about with the last match, if either of these guys is in that loser leave NXT match and get called up, this is going to sound horrible to say. It's a demotion.
Yeah.
It really, I mean, Cole, I think, and it, again, horrible to say, I think Cole stands a better chance on the NXT roster. Or I'm sorry, the main roster, if either of the two of them get called up. I think Cole has more of what the main roster would want. Gargano, as much as the fans are with him, I could see Vince going, I honestly don't know what to do with him. And within 6 months, he's on 205 Live.
But I feel like with what's going on Raw and SmackDown right now, where you've kind of pulled Vince partially out of the equation, but not completely out of the equation, that if you bring up someone like Gargano, it's going to be different, because I think Hunter's going to get more of a say in what happens to him. Now, if this were 6 months ago, I would absolutely completely agree with you. But if you bring him up to Raw and you put him with Heyman, Heyman's greatest skill is making new stars, is seeing what he's got, working with that talent, tweaking that talent, and getting them to a point where they absolutely shine on TV.
I understand that. I just, to me, even on Raw, even with the Heyman mystique, I still see Johnny as essentially a US/IC title holder at best. I don't see him holding the big belt when you have people like Brock, Braun, Seth, even some of those guys. I see them overshadowing him in a sense. And this comes from someone who loves Gargano. Don't get me wrong. I would absolutely love to see him get the shot on the main roster and make a run. And especially with the talk that has happened for this past week with, like, Vince came in and tore up the SmackDown script. As much as I want to believe that there's this new regime on the horizon that, you know, yeah, maybe Vince will take a step back. There's things like this that take, you know, put it in the forefront that I go, eh, but he's not, you know, he's not relinquishing it. And he can come in at any point and go, nope, this is shit.
Well, because Eric hasn't taken over yet. And yeah, that's why he can do whatever he wants with SmackDown so far. And going all the way back to the whole loser leaves thing I brought up, maybe none of them stay. Maybe everyone doesn't leave NXT. Maybe when they, see how to phrase it, maybe when they go head-to-head with some elite wrestling on a Wednesday night.
What, you mean something coming in about a month and a half, 2 months? What?
You keep your stars down there and you have your competitive fire against AEW versus NXT and you use your Garganos and your Ciampas and Coles and Baszlers and all them and you go to war with them. I don't know.
To me, that makes sense because I wouldn't put the main roster up against AEW.
No.
No, because everyone would look at that main roster group and go, don't care, I'm going to watch this, it seems more interesting. Your NXT roster is ripe to challenge them because that's your same audience. And these are the guys that, yeah, they want to watch Adam Cole. They want to watch Gargano. They want Dream, you know, to be in the forefront. And if you can get them in that spot and, who knows, maybe even on an FS1 to challenge, this is the group that can really put a dent in that viewership, if that's what you're going for.
That said, who you got, Omega?
It's such a tough call. Yeah, because I want to pull for Gargano, but man, I don't know what you do with him afterwards either way. Like, I don't see where his next feud is in NXT because he's done everything there. But at the same time, he would just get so lost in the upper main roster. And like Adam Cole would thrive better there. But I don't know. Do you send up the entire Undisputed Era? Do you just send him up? And
I don't know.
I don't know. Like that is a really tough call with this one. And see, I like my little scenario that sets up Cole and Dream for the NXT championship, but I don't know where I don't know where that puts Johnny.
Which I like, maybe he goes up. I don't know.
Yeah, tough. Maybe he goes up. Maybe they wait for Ciampa and do DIY again. Maybe. If only so Ciampa can take it easy in a tag division.
Maybe.
I don't know if you can go back to DIY though. Like that's when you think about all the shit that they've done to each other.
You broke them. You just broke them up again.
Shield.
Yeah, but you just broke them up again. Like you ended that story. Well,
you broke them up, but then you also had the moment at the end of TakeOver, which kind of also didn't break them up in a sense.
Anyway, but I don't know.
I will stick to my fantasy booking and say Cole.
Brent. Brent.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if that was... I thought you said right. Yeah, I would say, honestly, for me, it would be... I would say Cole, only because I think your next feud could be Gargano coming out at the end of TakeOver.
Ciampa.
Or Ciampa coming out at TakeOver and waving goodbye at Cole. Essentially, like, I'm coming for Goldie, the belt that I never lost. And it sets that up perfectly. Cole would have, you know, he'd be high off of retaining against Johnny and getting that win, and then all of a sudden you see Ciampa sitting there, and it's that oh shit moment. I mean, I guess I don't know who you have for either one of them. I mean, I know they kind of want to push Keith Lee, but is he really?
Lit bro.
No, he's too busy fighting the big furry dude.
So, who's your pick?
I'm gonna go points here again and go with Adam Cole, Bay.
Lindsay?
I gotta say Adam Cole. He just got the title. He's a good champion. I'm not sure, as much as I love Johnny as champion, I want to see him back with the title. And honestly, the scenario of if Ciampa's close and he's getting ready to come back, Cole and Ciampa is a much more appealing option to me than Gargano and Ciampa, just because of how they left things the last time we saw them together. Like, that's such an epic story. And I know they did not get to conclude it the way that they wanted to conclude it, and you can always go back to it later if you want to. But I feel like Tommaso's primary goal is going to be to get Goldie back, and he doesn't really give a damn who's got it or who's got her. He just wants her back, and he's going to go through that person to get her. And that's where Johnny could come in and against the rest of Undisputed Era and kind of try to help Ciampa get Goldie back. And then you go from there.
I'm going Cole. 8-ball, does Cole retain on Saturday? It is certain. But I have one final question for Brent and Omega. The comic book nerds. What superhero will Johnny Gargano be this Saturday?
Oh, Jesus.
Are there any Canadian superheroes?
Deadpool. Wolverine.
Deadpool, Wolverine. He did Wolverine
most of Alpha Flight.
He did Wolverine, I want to say, like, a few takeovers ago, didn't he? Or at least the color scheme?
Maybe.
I can't remember at this point.
Because I know he did the Iron Man, of course.
Yeah, I remember Iron Man.
I don't know. Has there been a comic movie coming out recently?
Spider-Man.
Well, he just did Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah, he did Marvel.
Yeah, he did Marvel for Last Takeover. He's done Cap America, Iron Man.
He could do the time travel suits from Endgame.
He could.
Reverse the snap of Adam Cole.
What if he just wrestled with one gold glove and just snapped before he hit this finisher?
God, that would be so nerdy. It would be amazing.
It would be. But that's NXT TakeOver. We'll be live Saturday night after the show to review it all for a Rack Extra. So there you go. But I think we're done now.
I think we are done. So, all right. You guys have stuff to plug. So, Omega, plug your stuff.
So, if you want to see what I am up to throughout the week, you can follow me just about anywhere you can find TJ Omega. Except on Facebook, you have to find TJ Reviews over there. Everywhere else, TJ Omega is the Twitter handle. TJ Omega is the YouTube channel with 1,000 videos worth of content. And there's TJOmega.net for a little bit of bonus content YouTube doesn't like.
All right, Brent?
Well, I'm too busy to really have the Twitters, or I have a Twitter, but for any of the other stuff that Omega has, or to make YouTube things or anything. So you can follow me on Twitter at KaneKittens, and you can also keep the running tally going, because right now it's at 2118 and counting.
You can also catch Brent on Saturday nights during the Greater Than Great Debate, cgreatalive.com, greaterthangreatdebate.com, that's midnight-ish. Every Saturday night.
I forgot about that. Yes, the debates.
He's a part of that. That whole thing. And he's a part of See We're Not So Live when we talk AEW.
Because we're all elite.
See, he has stuff. Russell Talk Radio will be live Sunday night, 10 p.m., 10, 11, whenever, 12, who knows. Whenever SummerSlam ends, they'll be live to review it all. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out the extra reviews. Ms. and Mrs. episode 17 available now. Episode 18 will be available on Tuesday night. Coming soon are a bunch of other Rack Extras. We have a stack sitting here of stuff to get through. So they're going to be coming your way in the very near future. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow and subscribe. twitch.tv/WTR Live. If you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free and support the network for free. It's simple and easy. If you play Fortnite, which we do, and you all should too, and we're doing a thing Fortnite with friends coming up probably here in a moment, use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop when you buy a battle pass, a skin, an emote, whatever you do. Help support the channel, because I just spent a lot of money to get this back on the air.
Yeah, he support the channel. Please support the channel. You good?
Yeah.
All right, and you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWRD. And you can follow me on Twitch under the same handle because my channel is actually live. I do have a channel, guys. It is live. I'm going to try to broadcast on it a little bit more because why not?
What?
I know, right? Like, I'm trying things. I'm being all experimental. And you can follow, our very fine sponsors, youtube.com/mbg1211. Go check out his awesome content because he is amazing. We love you, Matt. So, for Rock, for Omega, for Print, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com. Everybody sit tight. We will be right back. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will be doing Fortnite with Friends. Till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.